Next, Outdoor Radio, a new feature on VPR where we take you outside to learn about the natural world with biologists from the Vermont Center for Eco Studies. Today, we head out into the woods at the crack of dawn to listen to a symphony of bird song and hear how the wood thrush can sing two notes at once.
We spend the whole winter in solitude and
silence.
Quiet. And you get out here and just listen to it. It's
beautiful sound. I keep hearing the peewee.
Eastern wood peewee.
Peewee.
I'm Kent McFarland.
And I'm Sarah Zahendra. We're a biologist with the Vermont Center for Eco Studies. Welcome to Outdoor Radio.
Today we're at the UVM Jericho Research Forest, and we're listening to one of the essential wonders of nature, the dawn chorus.
This is fantastic.
It's awesome.
And that's one of the reasons we're here in the first place, is because it's one of the most beautiful sounds you can hear, and it's oftentimes right around the corner, really easy to find.
We're lucky here in Vermont because in the summertime, we're in the songbird breadbasket. Virtually every woodland around us in Vermont has a dawn chorus like this. It has ovenbirds that we've heard. It has red-eyed vireos. All these birds that we're hearing right now is happening all across Vermont and beyond in the North Woods.
And sometimes all you have to do is step out your back door in the morning and you can hear many of these birds.
Yeah. So here's the cool thing, Sarah.
What?
There's only a few animals on Earth that can actually learn to vocalize. And some of them include whales.
Humans.
And songbirds.
Songbirds can learn their song?
They learn their song.
So they don't just know it innately. They're not born knowing their song?
Exactly. Like other animals, let's say a coyote or something, they can just yip. They can howl, right? But songbirds learn their song. Some of them only when they're young in the nest because they hear it and they're imprinted with the songs around them.
Who do they learn it from?
From their parents or the neighboring males that are singing. But some of them, like a brown thrasher, that can sing 2,000 different kinds of songs, will just keep learning songs. It can just
throughout its life, it'll keep learning songs?
Throughout a lot of its life, yeah. It can add to its repertoire, yeah. Amazing.
That's pretty spectacular.
It's sort of like us learning, you know, we can learn a second language or a third language, right?
Or we can learn different songs.
Yeah. And so we have something like the brown thrasher with 2,000 songs. You have the red-eyed vireo with just a few, you know, snippets of, here I am, where are you? Here I am, where are you? All
day
long.
But it'll sing them 20,000 times a day.
Exactly. To something like my favorite, the wood thrush, which can do maybe 20 or 30 songs for each individual, sometimes more. But to us, it sounds a lot the same almost every time.
Now, to me, it sounds exactly the same.
Right.
But a lot of these birds essentially have a hymnal.
They have a hymnal.
A book of songs that they can refer to and use different ones out of.
Yeah, here's a really cool one. The state bird, hermit thrush, It actually selects songs ahead of time. And it likes to do something like, it likes to sing its songs really high, and then in the next breath of air, it'll start singing a song with a really low tone, and then it might go with a medium tone, then back to high, and it's basically telling the female, look at me. I have an amazing hymnal, and I have an amazing ability to go high, low, medium. I can do it all.
I have this cool repertoire, yeah. And it makes him more attractive to the female?
Well, apparently so. But my absolute favorite of the songsters is
the wood thrush.
It's the wood thrush.
It really does have a beautiful song. What do they look like?
They like to be on the ground a lot in the forest. They're brown with spotted chests.
So they look maybe a little bit like a robin? Without the red chest?
Like a robin without the red chest. More spotted and a lot more brown on the back.
Kind of with a little pot belly?
A little bit. The beauty isn't necessarily in their looks. The beauty is in their song.
Well, tell me why it's your favorite.
Well, the wood thrush is kind of like the songbird. It has the ability to make such detailed songs. And the way they do it is, unlike us, they don't have a voice box and vocal cords. They have what's called a syrinx. And it's sort of like the bird's voice box, where actually, two airways come into it, so they can make two notes at once.
Wait, so this bird can make two different notes at the same time?
It can harmonize with itself.
It can sing its own lullaby to itself.
And the way it does that is these intricate little puffs of air are going from each airway into the syrinx, into this little chamber, and they just sort of tense the muscles of the syrinx differently to make different sounds. And because two puffs can come in the different sides of the chamber at the same time, they can make two notes at once. the wood thrush can.
Can you imagine being able to harmonize with yourself?
Yeah. So, you know, earlier today, when we were listening to the wood thrush just at the crack of dawn, and recorded it, it sounded like a wood thrush to you. It's like doing all this eole, blah, 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 eole, you know.
Yeah, it's got that beautiful, fruity sound.
But I've got a song on my tape recorder that we got, and I slowed it down to half speed. And when I slow it down to half speed, you can actually hear all these notes coming. Now, it'll change the pitch, but I feel this is more what the birds are actually hearing.
So you can hear two different sounds if you slow it down. You can hear how it's harmonizing
with
itself.
Yeah, so here it is at 50% speed.
Do you have it at quarter speed, too?
I put it at quarter speed. Now, at quarter speed, you can even hear the beginning even better. Listen to the single notes at the beginning, and then that's coming out of the left side of the syrinx. And then it'll come out with these crazy noises that's coming out of the right side of the syrinx. Here it is at quarter.
Wow, when you slow it down like that, it sounds like almost a completely different song. Is that what the birds are hearing?
I don't know what they're hearing, but for me, that's probably what they're picking out. They're picking out things that we can't really hear. They're picking out the intricacies of the song. Because the wood thrush can do up to 20 versions of this song. I recorded this bird for about a minute and a half, and it had six different songs in that minute and a half, one after the other. Amazing.
And they do all of this so that they can impress the ladies.
All this to impress the ladies.
That is a cool sound. Yet another mind-blowing natural phenomenon that we can hear in the woods. Okay, but Kent, let's be honest about something. It's not all that easy.
Why not?
Because you got to get up early in the morning to do it.
You got to get up at 5:15 a.m., but it's worth it. I'm Kent McFarland with Sarah Zahendra of the Vermont Center for Eco Studies.
Thanks for listening to Outdoor Radio.
Let's go get some breakfast.
You can learn more about the wood thrush and the best places to find them and other birds at vpr.net. Outdoor Radio is produced in partnership with Vermont Center for Eco Studies in Norwich, Vermont, with support from the Vermont Community Foundation and the VPR Journalism Fund.